Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Nedarim Lamed Test, Nedarim 39b, pagination is 78, counting down from the top about a quarter of the page, towards the middle of the line, Tanya Shiva Devarim Nivru'u, we learned that there are seven things that were created, Kodem Shenivra Ha'olam, before the world was created. In other words, these were prerequisites in order for the world to be created, Elohein, and these are the seven. Torah, Uteshuva, and repentance, Gan Eden, V'Gehenem, commonly translated as hell, but it's the concept of cleansing as we will develop in a moment. Kisei HaKavod, Hashem's heavenly throne, the concept of connection with Hashem and the allowance for imagery so that we could somehow do an analogy and appreciate the hierarchy by which Hashem connects with creation. Ubeis HaMikdash and the love palace between Hashem and His people, the Holy Temple. Ushmo Shel Mashiach, and finally the name of Mashiach, the concept that eventually Mashiach will be the successful Jewish king that will bring the world to that special time period known as Yemos HaMashiach, the times of Mashiach, and the world to come. Now, these seven items, if we follow them and realize why they are prerequisites, they are all linked to the basic principle of creation, which is that Hashem wanted to create mankind with free choice so that we should choose correctly. In order to achieve that, there is going to be Torah, which is the truth, Hashem's presentation, the guidebook for life. There is going to be tshuva, the ability to repent, to express a regret and return, because by definition, if there's going to be free choice, it's going to be a fair test. Sometimes we are going to fail. Gan Eden, the place of reward and the place of spiritual rejuvenation. Gehenim, the place of cleansing. As the Ramchal explains in Derech Hashem, that Hashem created this method in a way that even if a person needs to be punished, they will be punished, and then they will be ready for the world to come, such that Ha'ov Demamish, people that will be lost totally, Yiyu Mize'er Lo Kabir, will be a very small number that truly so wicked that they can't be cleansed. The idea is that even if a person fails, they will be able to be restored through Gehenim. So what's fascinating is that we generally look at Gehenim and think about it as a terrible, terrible thing, which it is. We should try to avoid it. But ultimately, it's actually a gift, because through it, like a surgery, person can then go forward and participate as a healthy person. It's interesting that in Perek Shira, the pasuk that's chosen for Gehenim is Ki hisbia nefesh shokeka, that Hashem satisfies the craving soul, v'nefesh re'eva milei tov, and the starving soul Hashem fills with good. And I would venture to say that generally when a person does something wrong, it's because they have a craving or they feel starving. They feel like they have to go after their drive. And the concept of Gehenim is that Hashem can satisfy or eliminate that drive through a cleansing process by which the person is restored to greatness. Part of that journey, of course, includes Kisei HaKavod, relationship with Hashem, of which we are told that the Avos with David are the supports, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David. Beis HaMikdash, a place on this world that we can relate most closely with Hashem. and the name of Mashiach, the idea that there will be failures and there will be galus, but eventually Hashem will redeem us, bring us back, and restore us to an even greater relationship than before. So the Gemara in its presentation tells us that these seven things existed before creation. Let's see the proof that the Gemara cites. Torah, how do you know Torah? Dechsiv, Hashem kanani reishis darko. Hashem's acquisition, the beginning of the journey. Teshuvah, the Pasuk says, Beterim harim yuladu, before the mountains were brought into being. Now, mountains not only is physical creation, but interestingly enough, harim in symbolism, mountains, represents obstacles. So tshuva existed even before the obstacles of free choice were put into motion. Gan Eden, the Pasuk says, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden Mikedem. And the translation of our Gemara is that Mikedem means even before. Mikedem, before. Gehenem, the Pasuk refers to it as Me'esmol, from the day before. Kisei HaKavod is Nachon Kisacha Me'oz. From the earliest of times, the Kisei HaKavod already existed. Beis HaMikdash is Marom Me'rishon. Up high, from the beginning, from the very beginning. And finally, Shemo Shel Mashiach, the concept of Mashiach, Yehi Shemo Li'olam, something that exists forever. And we're told, in fact, that Hashem created the world using the Torah as the blueprint. Istakel be'oraisa ubara alma. Hashem looked at Torah and therefore created the world, which is a fascinating concept. That means that anything that we encounter in the world has already compatible. It is compatible with Torah. Avraham Avinu didn't start with Torah. On the contrary, he looked at the world and realized that there had to be the blueprint. He looked at the world, realized there was a creator, and there must be a method and a purpose for the creation. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.